Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome back to our program Hajj, the Pillar of Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. A very unique and important topic. Hajj is a very, very important pillar of Islam. Another very important worship or an act of worship in Islam is to sacrifice an animal on the day of Eidul Adha. Now, what is a Qurbani? What are the rulings of the Qurbani? Inshallah, we're going to learn about them as well. But today I want to dedicate some of this time towards cruelty toward animals. Alhamdulillah, Islam, the way that Islam or Shariat has taught us to sacrifice an animal, the way we should be taking care of an animal, inshallah, so we're going to be learning about how important it is that we take care of an animal, and when we slaughter the animal in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, we slaughter it in the best manner according to Shariat, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about some of the ways that we can save the animals falling into cruelty and also how we should look after these animals. But before we start that, let's start with a beautiful recitation of the blessing of Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted in Jami' Tirmizi. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the most closest person to me on the day of judgment will be that person that has recited the most durood upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. In general, animals are a very important part of our lives. Some animals, we get milk from them, like cows, goat, camels. People drink milk from these animals. We take meat from these animals, again, goats, cows, camels. We get meat from them. And some animals, we use them to take care, to guard our properties. Now, in Islam, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our Shariat, our Islam teaches us how to be good, how to be kind, and not to be cruel to animals. Today, we're going to be learning a few hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're going to be going through the verses of the Quran that tell us, you know, about not to be cruel to animals and how to be, you know, good to them, how to look after them, and what the rewards of that is. Yes, Alhamdulillah, in Islam, you are rewarded for taking care of your animals. Obviously, humans will take care of these animals. They will feed them, you know, they will give them the protection that they need, because they are under our custody. The camel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it says something into the blessed ear of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately called its owner and said to him that your camel has just told me that you take a lot of work from him, but you don't feed him properly, you don't take care of him properly. And the person, he repented and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I seek forgiveness from Allah and I promise you that from now on I will take care of it. So we need to make sure that we don't violate the rights of these animals. A very beautiful incident that happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, Karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. He says that he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his daughter, Hazrat Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that, O Fatima, go and bring me sacrificial animal for your qurbani, that the first drop of blood that falls onto the ground, it will be a forgiveness of all your sins. And he says, and when the meat has been put onto the weighing scale on the day of judgment, 70 گنا اضافے کے ساتھ تمہارا میزان میں رکھا جائے گا. You will have 70 times more reward on that as well. حضرت سیدنا ابو سعید خدری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he said, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, is this reward only for the اہل البیت, your family, or is it for everyone? And the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he says, آل محمد کے لیے خاص اور دیگر مسلمانوں کے لیے عام ہے. Now this is for everyone. But for آل رسول, for those who are from my family, this is specially for them as well. Now subhanAllah azza wa jal, you know, this is the reward when you give a sacrifice, when you give a qurbani in the way of Allah azza wa jal. That if the first drop of blood that falls onto the ground, inshallah your sins will be forgiven as well. And then on the day of judgment, when the blood and when the meat is put onto the weighing scale, inshallah it will be multiplied by 70 as well. And subhanallah, it is a very beautiful sunnah of Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And also that famous incident, that famous waqia of qurbani of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. Now, the blessings of qurbani. It says in one hadith, قربانی کرنے والے کو قربانی کے جانور کے ہر بال کے بدلے میں ایک نیکی ملتی ہے. That the person who gives قربانی, for every قربانی that he gives, every hair that is on that animal, Allah Azza wa Jal rewards that person. Now, how many hairs will the animal have? Millions of millions of hairs. And these are the rewards that a person will get. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the one who gives قربانی willingness, with a good heart, khush dili se, he's happy by giving the qurbani. This qurbani, inshallah, azza wa jal, will be a means of him to be protected from the fire of hell. Yani it will be a hijab, it will be a curtain between him and the fire. This qurbani that he gives willingness with a good heart. Subhanallah. He says in another hadith, in Jami Tirmizi, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, that on the day of Eid, the day of Bakra Eid, there is no better reward or there is no better action for a person to shed blood in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal to sacrifice an animal. This animal, with its hooves, with its hair, they will come on the day of judgment and Allah Azza wa Jal will accept that. And subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لہذا خوش دلی سے قربانی کرو. So whenever we do qurbani, do it with an open heart, do it with happiness that alhamdulillah, we are having this opportunity to give our qurbani in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now one animal can come into many, many use. You know, let's take the cow for a start. We drink milk from the cows, but then when we slaughter the cow, we eat the meat of the cow, and then the skin is used for many other purposes, leather jackets, shoes, purses, you know, so many things are made from that as well. So just from one animal, look at the advantages that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. That we use them for milk, we use them for meat, we use them for many other things as well. Even the cow dung is also used, you know, for patching up homes as well. That's even used for many things as well. So alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we need to understand that all of these things, all of these animals, they have become our tabi'. They are under our control because humans control them. We go and milk them. We go and slaughter them. We eat the meat of them. So they have been given in our control. Now, if something is under your control, obviously we will have to be accountable on the day of judgment. How are we looking after these animals? How are we taking care of them? You know, and these are the very, very important things that will be asked on the day of judgment as well. And in the same way, you know, when we ride like horses, camels, you know, we ride on them, you know, but then again, don't take so much work out of them that they cannot physically do that. Ya astaghfirullah, sometimes you'll see in countries where they load up so much on them, like for example, a horse cart you even have bull carts as well, camel carts as well. And, you know, especially I've seen in one of the places where they loaded up so much stock on it, on the cart, the poor animal was lifted from the ground. You know, it might be, astaghfirullah, amusement for someone. Someone might be laughing at that. But, you know, just imagine what pain that animal is going through. And that pain that that animal goes through, you will be responsible for that on the day of judgment. So never ever make an animal suffer because of your leisure. And astaghfirullah for those people who are watching, you know, dog fights, animal fights, bull fights, astaghfirullah, you know, rooster, cockerel fights as well. All of these things are strictly haram in Islam. There is no room for such things. But you see people paying millions of pounds for that. I know that people travel, you know, to other countries just to see a dog fight. They'll travel to another country to see a cockerel fight. They'll travel to another country to see, you know, animals being, you know, cruelly kept in cages. And they breed it for that, for fighting. Astaghfirullah. You know, just imagine if you were put into that and you were fighting as well. How would you feel? The pain and the torture that you went through. So as Muslims, we need to understand these are animals. Yes, bezuban janwar hain. They can't complain to anyone. But do you not think that they will complain to Allah on the day of judgment? Dogs, cats, you know, whatever, you know, we are under our control. If you like to have an animal, make sure you take care of it. If you have, you know, if you have a pet cat at home, make sure you take care of it. Make sure you look after it. Make sure you give it that that respect and that love and that you know, care that it needs. Or else, what's going to happen is you know, it's going to struggle and it's going to go through a lot of pain as well. Now again, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadiths, he says, in janwaron par achhi tarah suwari karo, inse utar jao raston aur bazaron mein guftugu karne ke liye, inhe kursi na bana lo. Yeah, don't make them as your chairs. You know, if you see an animal and you sit on one animal and the other guy sits on and you start chatting away, that is, don't make them as a chair. They're not for that reason. You can use them for work, but not to just sit on and just to have, you know, gapash upon like in a geology. And you see people doing that. And we have to move forward as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are taught all of these kind of things. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman Darani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that I was traveling and I was sat on a donkey. And twice or three times I hit it and the donkey looked at me and says, "Oh Abu Sulaiman, قیامت کے دن اس مارنے کا بدلہ لیا جائے گا. I will take revenge on the day of judgment. اب تمہاری مرضی ہے کم مارو یا زیادہ." تو میں نے کہا اب میں کسی کو بھی نہیں ماروں گا. So this animal spoke to Abu Sulaiman and he says that on the day of judgment I am going to take revenge. It's up to you, hit me as much as you want. Either hit me less or hit me more, I am going to take revenge. So now my dear Islam brothers, always think to yourself, you know, these animals, astaghfirullah, that we're breeding today just to have fights, you know, for them to fight with another animal. On the day of judgment, they will have to be compensated for what you have done to them. As they say, that even an animal on the day of judgment, it will take revenge on another animal that did zulm and injustice on him as well. Now again, as we are held responsible for our behavior towards people, we will be held responsible the way we behave with these animals as well. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the rights of everyone will be restored on the day of resurrection until justice is fulfilled, even between the hornless sheep and the horned sheep. This hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. Even those animals that had horns and they hit another animal with them horns without a reason, the animal will take revenge on the day of judgment. Another hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It says that Allah will gather the creation all together on the day of resurrection. The beasts, the creatures, the birds, everything. Then they will seek the justice of Allah on that day, even between the hornless sheep and the horned sheep. So all of these animals, if they've been causing injustice to each other, they will have to repay for that on the day of judgment as well. And one of the most important rights that belong to an animal is that they are entitled to our good treatment. That's a right that they have upon us. Just like I want people to treat me in a good way, that just like I want people to treat me in a good manner, to give me respect, to give me love, to take care of me, to feed me properly. In the same way, these animals, that's a right that they have over us. That we have to respect them, we have to treat them properly. We cannot Ma'azallah, take more work from them and feed them less as well. Once a man suffered from thirst while he was walking on a journey. Look at the reward that a person gives to an animal. He's so kind to an animal and the reward that Allah will give him. When he found a well, he climbed down into it and drank from it. Then he came out and saw a dog lolling its tongue from thirst and licking the ground. The dog was thirsty and he was licking the ground just to see some water from there. The man said, "This dog has suffered thirst just as I have suffered from it." So he went back into the well, filled his shoe with water and caught it in his mouth as he climbed up. Then he gave the dog a drink. Allah Azza wa Jal appreciated this deed of this person. So Allah Azza wa Jal forgave him. Subhanallah, what a reward. If you take care of animals, Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of you. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive your sin. Just like this person, he was thirsty himself. You know, like a hungry person will know what hunger is. A thirsty person will realize what thirst is. In the same way, this man realized the thirst of that dog because he was thirsty himself. And he went down into the well, put some water in his shoe. So he gave the dog, maybe he went down many times because how much water can you fit in a shoe? But subhanallah, because of this deed, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave his sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, leftover food, you haven't eaten it, don't throw that into the bin. Give it, leave it for the birds to eat. You know, especially in the summer, burning hot sun. You know, birds and all these animals, they need water. So try to have some water in your gardens so that birds can come and drink from that as well. You get rewarded for that. Yes, you might have to spend a bit of money. How much money are you spending anyway? Water, just one little bowl, leave it outside, give it to the birds to drink. And the bread that we haven't eaten, instead of throwing that bread away, make it into small crumbs and leave it outside for the birds to eat. Inshallah, that'll be food and it'll be a charity for you as well. Another hadith reported by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "There is no Muslim who plants a tree or sows seeds and then a bird or a person or an animal eats from it, except that it is regarded as a charity for him." Subhanallah, whatever good you do for these animals, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you the reward of a charity. We have to be gentle with the animals. When you have to discipline the animals, make sure that you are kind to them as well. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that, yes, you must be gentle. Verily, gentleness is not in anything except that it beautifies it. And it is not removed from anything except that it disgraces it. Be gentle. Have a gentle heart. That's why they say a soft heart is better than a hard heart. You know, a soft heart, a person will look after his family. Even when it comes to animals, he'll make sure that he treats them well as well. And there are times that when we need to slaughter an animal, you know, there's so many Sharia rulings that when we slaughter an animal, we be kind to them. Don't sharpen the knife in front of the animal. Don't slaughter an animal in front of another animal. And don't keep an animal hungry or thirsty because you're going to give qurbani. Make sure that you feed it properly and that make sure that you take care of it as well. Now, Amir al-Sunnat, he's mentioned a few things that he's observed as well. And he mentions that these animals, they've bought from a long distance. Maybe, you know, because there's not many animals here, but in Pakistan or in the other Muslim countries where qurbani is, maybe the animal has to travel from a long distance and sometimes they cramped up in a very small space, you know, on trucks and they don't get fed properly as well. That is wrong. And then also maybe the car, you know, a little Suzuki, how much is it? And then you'll have a big bull on that Suzuki. It's not going to fit. Yeah, it might be cramped into there and the doors locked. It might be forced locked and that animal will be suffering inside there. And then what happens is, bahut se log janwar ko suwar karte waqt gaadi mein ret ya bhusa wagaira nahi dalte. Yeah, make sure that when you know, for example, pour a bit of sand or other, you know, things that are on the edges. So if the animal does cut the edge, it doesn't hurt itself. Make sure that it's all protected. Just like, imagine just like you want to be traveling. You know, for example, if I'm sat on this chair, you know, I'm going to make sure that this chair is comfortable for me to sit on. In the same way, when you load animals into these transport, into these vans or trucks, make sure that they are going to be safe and they are going to be, you know, transported properly. And then another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: verily, Allah has prescribed excellence in everything. If you have to kill, then kill in the best manner. That means slaughtering. If you slaughter, then slaughter in the best manner. Let one of you sharpen his knife so his animal feels no pain. So that is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See how much Islam, you know, it looks into the welfare or even animals as well. Qura ibn Iyas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that a man said, O Messenger of Allah, I would have slaughtered a sheep, but I had mercy on it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you had mercy on the sheep, then Allah will have mercy on you twice. He goes that I wanted to slaughter the sheep, but I didn't. Why? Because I had mercy on it. Now again, some animals, Allah Azawajal created these animals for us, so we can eat them. Animal meat, alhamdulillah, halal animals. You know, so for if someone says, oh, I don't want to slaughter these animals because they're going to go through pain, Allah created these animals for you to eat. Yes, sacrifice them in a humane manner according to Shariat. And the manner of Shariat is the best manner, alhamdulillah, that you can sacrifice an animal. Alhamdulillah, azawajal, many other hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a beautiful, vast subject. And alhamdulillah, the way Islam stops cruelty to animals, inshallah, azawajal, we should learn from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you have animals that are ready to be sacrificed on the day of Eid, make sure you look after them, make sure you feed them properly, make sure you give them food and drink, and you take care of them before the sacrifice, and make sure that you sacrifice them according to the Shariat of Islam. A beautiful booklet, Piebald Horse Rider. Piebald Horse Rider. It's a very beautiful book, booklet, alhamdulillah, azawajal, that has also the rulings of Qurbani as well. May Allah azawajal forgive our sins, and for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah azawajal give us the true love for him and the true love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah azawajal forgive our sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma.